We actually have information from the ancient scriptures of India that there are two worlds. There's the material world and there's the spiritual world. All of us originally come from the spiritual world. But obviously now we find ourselves entangled in the material world, in material existence. And the Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken by Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago, summarizes this material existence in which we are entrapped. Krishna uses two words. He says, Dukalayam Ashashvatam. It's a temporary place full of so much problems. But that's not our natural state. Our natural state is to be always blissful. It's the nature of the soul to always be happy. Just like sugar is always sweet, salt is always salty, water is always wet. So what is the nature of the self within our divine spiritual nature? It's to be always happy. The Vedic scriptures say the soul, there's no beginning or no end to the soul's happiness. So to be in this world is not our natural state. Because sometimes we're happy and sometimes we're sad. Actually, sometimes we're a little happy, but mostly we're sad or mostly we're in anxiety. Everyone's in a little anxiety because tomorrow we have to go back to work. The summer vacation is almost over. And then school starts. So our vacation's almost over. So this scenario repeats itself again and again and again throughout life. Happiness, distress, happiness, distress. So this is not our natural state of being. We're not actually meant to be in the material world. The whole purpose of the human form of life is to awaken our divine consciousness, to awaken our love for God within this lifetime, and at the end of life, go back to the spiritual world. It's just the opposite of this material world. The material world is temporary, full of ignorance and suffering. But the spiritual world, from where we originally came, it's just the opposite. It's eternal, it's full of knowledge, and it's full of bliss. And it's a real place. It actually exists. Don't think that because you cannot find water in a desert, there's no water anywhere else in the world. So in the same way, you can find oceans of water someplace else. So in the same way, although there's not perfect happiness in this world, doesn't mean there's not an eternal world where people are singing and dancing and laughing and enjoying fine foodstuff and each other's company every day of eternity.
podobnie nie myślisz, że skoro w tym świecie jest nieszczęście, to nie istnieje gdzieś świat, który jest pełen szczęścia, który jest wieczny, gdzie jest zawsze, gdzie każdy krok jest tańcem, każde słowo jest śpiewem, gdzie jest mnóstwo wspaniałego pożywienia.
That's the spiritual world. And that's our real home. Not Warsaw, Katowice, Gdańsk, London, Paris, New York. No. That's not our real home. We're just traveling through these places in this lifetime. Real home is the spiritual world. So to give you an impetus to go back, to take up spiritual life and go back to the spiritual world, that's why we have Krishna's Village of Peace. Because here at Krishna's Village of Peace for the last 5 days, it's only been singing, dancing, feasting.
W naszej wiosce Kryszny przez ostatnie 5 dni cały czas śpiewaliśmy, tańczyliśmy, ucztowaliśmy.
And we never get tired of it.
I nigdy nie mamy dosyć.
Because they're transcendental activities.
Ponieważ są to czynności transcendentalne.
Just like the spiritual world.
Tak jak w świecie duchowym.
Especially this song.
Zwłaszcza ta pieśń.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You'll never get tired of chanting this song. Even here at the great Woodstock Festival for all its glory. You know, we came here to enjoy. But now people don't want to hear so much more music. They want to go home and take a hot shower. They don't want to drink any more beer. Smoke any more cigarettes. Those activities may seem to bring a little bit of happiness, but then you get tired of them after a while because they're material and you're spiritual. But unlike those activities, you'll never, ever, forever get tired of chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ale w przeciwieństwie do tych rzeczy, nigdy nie znudzi Wam się intonowanie Hare Krishna.
There's been some pretty good bands playing here at this festival.
Na tym festiwalu grają całkiem niezłe zespoły.
Some popular bands, some bands from other countries.
Znane zespoły również z zagranicy.
And you may have your favorite song from those bands.
I dla każdego z tych zespołów możesz mieć swoją ulubioną piosenkę.
And you sing it, you know, a lot.
But everyone has to admit, after a few days, after a few weeks, after a few months, hey, change the song, let's hear something new.
Because it's material. And you're spiritual. You need some spiritual food stuff, some spiritual satisfaction. So I promise you, with conviction, I promise you that if you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, you'll never get tired of it.
Więc ja Wam obiecuję, naprawdę jestem o tym przekonany, że jeżeli będziecie intonować Hare Krishna, nigdy Wam się to nie znudzi.
This is our gift to you from Krishna's Village of Peace at the Woodstock Festival.
I to jest nasz dar dla Was, tutaj w wiosce Krishna na Woodstocku.
Some of you have been with us for 3 or 4 days.
Niektórzy z Was są z nami od 4-5 dni.
And there's many wonderful transcendental activities going on in this village.
Mają tu miejsce naprawdę wspaniałe czynności transcendentalne.
Maybe the most popular is our food.
Może najbardziej popularne jest nasze jedzenie.
It's so delicious that we distributed over 110,000 plates.
Jest tak pyszne, że już rozprowadziliśmy ponad 10 tysięcy.
110,000 plates. 110,000.
110
It's such a big number, she can't even say it in Polish. And let's give a big round of applause for our cooks, for the 110,000. And we had our yoga classes and our astrology classes and questions and answers and gifts. But really, I would say the essence of this Krishna's Village of Peace is the singing Hare Krishna and dancing in ecstasy. I don't think there was a moment during this festival where somewhere on this field or somewhere down this long street, devotees weren't chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And did you get tired of the chanting? Oh, I've heard that song, I'm going away. No, you wanted more and more and more and more chanting Hare Krishna. Last night in the tent, the mantra yoga tent where we were chanting, after we finished, the boys were slamming their fists on the stage. One more time, one more time, one more time. And I could understand their sentiments. Because I've been chanting almost 40 years. I never get tired of it. Either I'm completely crazy. You can judge for yourself. Or I'm, to a small degree, becoming spiritually enlightened. Because every morning when I wake up, I think, one more time, one more time, one more time. This is spiritual life. It's always fresh. It's always enjoyable. It's nectarian. And it's for everyone. It's not just for us, it's for everyone. It's actually predicted in the ancient scriptures of India. This is thousands of years ago. That in the age in which we live right now, in this year 2008, the recommended process for self-realization, for awakening our deeper spiritual nature, to experience that higher joy of life, ultimately to experience love of God, Krishna, the easiest way to do that, the happiest way to do that, is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's the whole purpose of this village. You can't imagine how much work went into producing this village. Actually, we're part of a traveling festival that's going all over your country. Especially the Baltic Sea coast. We're going right back there in 2 days. We put on a festival every day of the summer. A smaller version, but a nice festival like this. But we stop all that on our good friend Jurek Oshek's invitation to come to Woodstock and make a big version of our festival, a big version of the spiritual world. A lot of work goes into the festival. But we don't mind, because we see how happy you have all become by participating in all the activities in Krishna's Village of Peace at Small India this year, Little India we call it. This is really our greatest joy in life. Because as aspiring transcendentalists, we don't have much interest left in this world. We take Krishna's words quite seriously. Dukalayam ashashvatam, a temporary place with so many problems. We're not so interested in money and fame and handsome men and beautiful girls and nice cars. We're not so interested in those things. We have something higher, something spiritual, something transcendental, something to do with our real self, the self within the soul. So our happiness, because we're not attracted to much in this world, our happiness is when we can share our good fortune with all of you good people. We know that the happiness that comes from chanting Hare Krishna, just that little song, is far superior to anything you can find in this material creation. Because it doesn't have a beginning and an end, it just goes on forever. And it's everyone's birthright to experience that higher transcendental state. So we want to leave you this Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, the magic of this mantra is that when you leave and you go down the dark street, back to the bus or back to the train, and you're just left with memories of Woodstock, and memories of Krishna's Village of Peace where you had so much fun, actually the magic of the chanting is you can create the same beautiful atmosphere wherever you are, in a car, a train, a boat, your house, at school. You know that special mood that's here when you just walk into this village? What is that special mood? It's called Vaikuntha, that place where there's no anxiety. Some of you came here and you never left. Or you came and you went, but you kept coming back. That nice Vaikuntha atmosphere, you can create it anywhere. Just start singing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You don't have to change very much in your life. Don't worry, just be who you are. But add the chanting. You don't have to dress in these beautiful clothes. You don't have to shave your beautiful hair. You don't have to leave home, give up school, your job. No, stay just like you are. Add the chanting. It gives sustenance to life. Sustenance. Just like if you have a zero, you put a one in front of it, becomes ten. If you have two zeros, just add one. You have 100. If you have three zeros, just add one in front. And you get 1,000. If you have four zeros, just add one. And you get 10,000. She's not very good with numbers, so we won't go any higher than But you see my point. Don't make any radical changes in your life. Just add the one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I don't have to convince you, because many of you have already experienced how nice it is to chant. And of course, as you chant, you want to learn more. And we have centers around the country. And we also have books. Our spiritual master, the founder of the Hare Krishna movement in the West, he translated many of the ancient Indian scriptures into English, and now they're in Polish. This movement is authorized because it's based on these ancient Vedic scriptures. It's actually one of the oldest spiritual traditions in the world. So with the books you can learn more. And through the Devotees Association you can learn more. And if nothing else, for the time being, just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. And dance in ecstasy throughout the year. Keep practicing the chanting and the dancing. So next year, when we meet at Woodstock 2009, you'll be in shape. You can dance all day and night with us again. What a wonderful spiritual tradition. One man asked me, so, what's your spiritual tradition? Singing, dancing, feasting, little philosophy, it's not sentimental, it's very profound, and enjoying very nice high class association. So just like we open up this village for all of you, we're always here for you. We actually love you more than you can imagine. Because actually we see you as our brothers and sisters. We may be born in different countries. We may speak different languages. We may be men, we may be women. There's many differences. But we have something in common. We're all part and parcel of Krishna. We're all His eternal servants. We're not meant to rot here in this material world. As quickly as possible, we should get back to the spiritual world, where all walking is dancing, all speaking is a song, and there's a festival every day. You don't have to wait all year to go to the Woodstock Festival. The spiritual world is just like what you see here. There's a festival every day. So practice in this world and go back to the spiritual world and have a transcendental Woodstock every day. So for this wonderful opportunity that we have to share the this Krishna consciousness with you, we have to thank our very dear and close friend, Mr. Yurik Ovshek.
Za tą wspaniałą okazję i możliwość dzielenia się z Wami tą kulturą, dawania Wam tego szczęścia, należą się wielkie podziękowania naszemu przyjacielowi Jurkowi Ovshekowi.
So please give Yurik a big round of applause. He very kindly puts on the Woodstock Festival, and he very, very kindly, very graciously invites us every year, and we're very much indebted to him. He's a very close friend of ours.
Co roku organizuje ten Woodstock i co roku zaprasza nas na ten Woodstock, i dzięki niemu tutaj możemy być z wami.
And when the other day when he opened our village, it seems like, I don't know, a long time ago, but when he came a few days and opened up the village, and he called me up and he had you all sing the song, "May the Maharaj live 100 years," or whatever you say at the birthday song. So my prayer is, if I live for another 100 years, that Yurik Ovshek will continue to be my very close friend, and every year for another 100 years, together we'll we hope that he will invite us to this festival, and together we can enjoy this chanting, dancing, and feasting. Of course, ultimately we have to thank all of you people. Because what would Woodstock be without you? What would our Krishna's Village of Peace be without you? So in closing, we'd like to say thank you. We love you. We'll miss you. And we'll look forward to the next opportunity, the next year, when we can come, chant, dance, and feast on nice Krishna prasadam.
I już nie możemy się doczekać do przyszłego roku, kiedy znowu będziemy mogli razem śpiewać, tańczyć i uczestniczyć.
So my final words.
Więc moje ostatnie słowa.
Dziękujemy bardzo, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Dobranoc.